Bringing together academics, directors, CEOs and managing directors from the private and public sector, the Cambridge Service Alliance Service Innovation Competitive Advantage Through New Business Models Conference was timely for all. In a more troubled, more competitive world, both business leaders and governments know that innovation and new methods of working are needed if they are to succeed in their delivery plans. Reduced budgets and layoffs are the reality for many, yet industrialists and policymakers are thinking long and hard about how to improve competitiveness, create jobs, and boost their respective economies. Daniel Kalea, Deputy Director General, European Commission, believes in revolution, not evolution.
Well, I thought it was very important for me to participate, and I was very happy to accept the invitation from the Cambridge Service Alliance, because this conference today has addressed a major issue, which is critical for the future of Europe, for the future of our economy. How do we foster innovation? How do we move to a revolution in service innovation to grow and to create economic prosperity?
Conference delegates are used to hearing talk of the transformational power of innovation, but it's up to Daniel Kalea to help turn those strategies into reality. Innovation, he says, drives competitiveness and leads to economic growth.
We think that we are, as you said, in a very difficult economic crisis, the worst crisis since the Second World War, and the time has come to put the real economy back into the center of our strategy. What does this mean? Europe needs to build on its internal market. Europe needs to build in working with the business in order to see if we can overcome these difficulties, to see if we can stimulate the economy, if we can, through innovation, through new processes, through new products, through services, come out of the crisis. And that requires working with the academics, working with the business, and working with the policymakers. It's an overall strategy that is needed to overcome the crisis. This is the EU 2020 strategy, which is putting innovation, entrepreneurship, SMEs in the center in order to grow and in order to move forward.
And I think you said SMEs have created jobs.
There are 23 million SMEs in Europe. If each and every one of them hired an additional worker, we would solve the unemployment problems in Europe. We have 500 big companies in Europe. To reach the 23 million figure, they would have each to recruit 46,000 workers, which is not happening. So SMEs are the backbone of our economy. Two out of three jobs in the private sector are created by SMEs. 80% of new jobs are created by SMEs. So we need to put in place a strategy to make SMEs flourish in Europe.
Daniel Kalea says the blurring of boundaries between manufacturing and services creates new opportunities for business growth and many new jobs. It often involves thinking the unthinkable. Those in Europe are in tune with the new Cambridge Service Alliance.
Well, according to the studies that the European Commission has launched, according to what is we are seeing in the economy, we see more and more that it is very difficult to have a narrow sectoral approach between what is manufacturing and what is services. More and more manufacturing companies are engaged in services. They are having more revenue and more profit coming out from the service side. And more you see an interconnection between manufacturing and services. A continent like Europe, which is based on services, needs to develop service innovation. And service innovation is not just technological research and development. It's also new products, new industries, new designs, new business models, new marketing concepts. It's this innovative area where a lot has to be done and where you are seeing this blurring of boundaries, because it's very difficult to differentiate between what is the manufacturing, what is the service. A joint strategy is needed, and the companies that are doing better are the hybrid innovators, those who innovate both in the manufacturing side, the technological side and in the non-technological side.
Now, you said what Europe's role is in, if you like, encouraging this alliance between manufacturing and service industries. Do you see Cambridge's role as being important too? Because everybody, even Silicon Valley, comes to Cambridge, looks to Cambridge, and we're sitting at Cambridge University today.
Well, I think Cambridge has a very important role because this is not something that we can solve by just by policymakers deciding what is the best way forward. Of course, innovation will come from the companies, will come from the businesses. Policymakers have to create the right framework conditions, but this is not enough. It's very important the role of the academic world and the role of Cambridge as a center of excellence where you are analyzing, where you are understanding the issues, where you have very, very good academic input on some of these critical areas is essential. We will not be able to succeed if we do not engage in a comprehensive and in-depth dialogue with the academic world, business organizations, and policymakers.
Founded in 2010 by BAE Systems, IBM, and the University of Cambridge's Institute for Manufacturing and Cambridge Judge Business School, the Cambridge Service Alliance brings together world-leading organizations with an interest in complex service systems. The conference heard it straight. The strategies companies had adopted to succeed in the past might not serve them well in the future. Yava Abidi, Managing Director, Halcro.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a member of Halcro's group board, and I've been responsible for a major transformation program that we're undertaking. And I wanted to come to this event to learn more about how other organizations are dealing with similar change and challenges.
And you indeed looked across a long view, as some would say. You know, some of your graphs went back to the Second World War. And you know, just seeing the growth and the changes that the company has been through. And it is a global company.
It's a very global company. And the fundamental challenges of change for us are about dealing with its global nature and actually becoming truly global in our outlook.
The public and private sector are working more closely together than ever before, and in some cases, championing the interests of both through umbrella organisations, even if such alliances are initially unpopular. Fiona Capstick, Chief Executive Officer, Southwest One.
So, yes, it's 75% owned by IBM, and the other 25%, our partners, are Somerset County Council, Taunton Deane Borough Council, and Avon and Somerset Police.
And you are indeed subject to a lot of changes in the public sector and the private sector, political incentives and motivations too. And I think you said the only time they agree amongst themselves is when they disagree with you.
Yes, certainly with the nature of the political organisations where you have a membership and the officers. So we have that in both of the councils and then, of course, between the police constabulary and the authority. There is quite a lot of complexity in arriving at change agreement with all of the partners together.
Yavia Abidi and Fiona Capstick may operate in very different business environments, one global, the other regional, but both know that today's economic cutbacks are going to necessitate new business models and methods of working. It's a bipolar world and one where the challenges need to be turned into opportunities. And Yvair, your challenges were on a global scale. For instance, I think you looked at your organisation, you used a delta change model, and you regionalised because, you know, people were pointing out to you if you flew to a country, it took you 12 hours to get there. Your decisions were slow by comparisons with their time zones. So different challenges from Fiona, but a need for fleet of foot.
Absolutely. Agility is really the key word in all of this. And what we wanted to do was to make sure that the decisions we make are made right next to our customers, but the responses we make are truly drawing on the global skills and excellence we have throughout our organization. So managing that challenge of responsiveness but a joined-up answer or solution to a customer's needs was really what drove our change program.
Fiona, you said that in your team you employ 1,300 people, 1,100 of them are from the public sector. It's times of change. You are, of course, a regional body trying to create regional growth. But how do you cope with the challenges that confront you, particularly at a time of economic crisis and public sector cutbacks?
Certainly, we see a lot of discussion in the public sector about the future of the organisation and how change will affect people. A lot of rumours that we have to spend time scotching with the organisation to ensure that we all stay focused on our role, which is to deliver services to the citizens of Avon and Somerset.
Now, Eva, you said we were living in a bipolar world, but it's a global world which has many challenges that can lead to business success as well. Does structure and organisation and conferences like this help you, if you like, to see where you're going in the future?
Definitely. I think one of the things that's really important about this conference, from my point of view, is that my organisation is trying to actually go in reverse to what many of the organisations here are doing. Here we have organisations that are product-focused, that are technology-driven, who are trying to become more service-oriented, more close to the customer and offer services. We're a service organisation that's trying to do the opposite, develop a capability to develop products for our customers to work more efficiently around the globe. So yes, it absolutely is helpful for me to see the reverse journey, to chart our course in the direction that we want to go.
Javier and Fiona agree that innovation is the driver of success.
Fiona talked about the complexity of dealing with different layers of the political organisations that she deals with. We face that. Our projects are becoming increasingly more complex because our clients, many in the public sector, are facing exactly the challenges she's got. Cost pressures, higher expectations from the public, and really thorny issues of in